بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: عادني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: اللهم اشف سعدا، اللهم اشف سعدا، اللهم اشف سعدا. رواه مسلم. سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم visited me when I was ill, and Rasulullah said: O Allah, cure Sa'd. O Allah, cure Sa'd. O Allah, cure Sa'd. So this is a very simple dua. Person is sick, whatever his name is, Muhammad or Yusuf, whatever his name is. Allahumma, O Allah, ishfi. Ishfi means give cure and take the person's name. So Rasulullah, it was his nature and this is his sunnah that he would visit the sick person, and when he would go there, he will make dua for the person. In this particular incident, he made dua for Shifa, for Sa'd, 3 times. Wa Nabi Abdullah Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu shaka ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waja'an yajiduhu fi jasadihi. Faqala lahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: dha' yadaka 'ala alladhi ya'lamu min jasadik wa qul bismillahi thalathan wa qul 7 maratin a'udhu bi'izzatillahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhir. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Abdullah Uthman bin Abi al-As radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that he once complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of some pain that he was experiencing in his body. So the Sahabi is experiencing some pain and he complains to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the pain in his body. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "Dha' yadaka, place your hand on the portion of the body where you are experiencing pain, and say the following: Bismillah thalathan. Say Bismillah 3 times." And after that 7 times, read the following dua: A'udhu bi'izzatillahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadhiru. I seek refuge in the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of that which I am experiencing and fearing. It's a very simple dua, but absolutely powerful. Whenever we have any pain, Bismillah 3 times, and then read this dua after that 7 times. أعوذ بعزة الله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر. So you place your hand on, example, if your head is paining, or your arm, or your stomach, you say Bismillah 3 times, and the following dua: O Allah, I seek refuge in the power and might of Allah Ta'ala from the evil of that which I experience and fear. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من عاد مريضا لم يحضره أجله فقال عنده 7 مرات: أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك إلا عافاه الله من ذلك المرض. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن وقال الحاكم حديث صحيح لا شرط البخاري. And this hadith, Rasulullah mentions that whoever visits a sick person, but whose time is not yet up. In other words, he's got a normal sickness, he's not in sakarat, he's not leaving the world, he's not in the last few days. Person is sick, you go visit him, then you say 7 times, so now you are the visitor, and you should read the following dua for him: As'alullah al-azim. I ask Allah the great, Rabb al-arsh al-azim, the Rabb, the Lord of the great throne, ay yashfiyak, that he must give you shifa. When the person reads his dua 7 times, illa عَافَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَرَضِ, except that Allah Ta'ala will give him cure from that sickness. Now we must have yaqeen in this. Of course, you also take the ilaj of the doctor, whatever he's prescribing. But we have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are masnoon duas that Rasul Sallam taught us. If we have yaqeen in these duas and read these duas, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will grant shifa. الله ترجي وصوفيك نداء جميك عمل وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله سبحان الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك